And then somebody who may have committed crimes in the Fort Bragg area, this Fayetteville daycare owner that I'm not 100% sure, but I think a year or two ago when this happened, we did actually touch on this story for a moment on the show. This is a guy who was running a daycare in Fayetteville, and he has been sentenced to life in prison, or he faces a sentence of up to life in prison after a federal jury found him guilty Monday of selling large quantities of drugs from the home he used as a daycare. The Fayetteville police have been promoting this, sharing around photos of the massive stash of things that they got out of his house.
Why do they always do that? So annoying.
They love to do it. And so this guy, Rashad Jamar Everett, 36 years old, was found guilty of conspiracy to distribute 1,000 kilograms or more of marijuana, 5 kilos or more of cocaine, and THC, the psychoactive substance that produces a high in marijuana, possession with intent to distribute marijuana and cocaine, and aiding and abetting the possession. Possession to just a lot of stuff. They also claim he has tramadol. And firearms. Now his family immediately responded to this by saying that the firearms they know he had them legally, and he has documents and everything to prove it.
Why are they implying that he doesn't?
Yeah, but they've never known him to use drugs or traffic drugs of any kind. And there seems to be quite a bit of concern from the community as well. There was a police accountability group that marched in the street and held protests, I think, in front of the city council, city hall, something like that, demanding that they release more evidence about this case so that people can check it out for themselves. And then there's a 3-minute long video uploaded seemingly by Rashad Everett himself on YouTube, Rashad Everett, 63 subscribers, that has multiple video clips of the police chief from Fayetteville contradicting herself, and segments from news media that appear to show footage from Rashad Everett's Ring doorbell camera, where he says that you can see the police bringing the drugs into the house to plant.
Damn.
Wow. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. I mean, this is video. It's footage of people with vests and carrying stuff into his house. And what the fuck?
Yeah, they say that you can see the little black bag that would eventually end up on the table in the police evidence photo. And that there was also a large brown paper bag in which they probably smuggled in the cocaine and or some of the weed.
Why did they want to kill this guy? Or why did they want this guy to go to prison?
I have no fucking idea. He could have
personal
run afoul.
Personal grudge, maybe?
Yeah. Well, it could be that to make a murderer thing in Manitowoc, where maybe the guy did one of the crimes, but the established fact of the matter is that the police hated that dude for decades and had a vendetta against him. Shit happens all the time. So,
because they're a gang.
I'm extremely suspicious. And this isn't even technically necessarily Fort Bragg related, but when I saw that this story was in the Fayetteville Observer, I was like, okay, Fort Bragg stuff might be involved in this.
You never know. Yeah, maybe a soldier at Fort Bragg had a bunch of drugs and they were like, well, we don't want to arrest you for selling drugs, so we'll just pin it all on some random guy. Or a cop could have been selling drugs, and this is how, I mean, there's 100 things you could think of as to why you would pick a random patsy. Maybe that, you were saying, they already had a grudge against or already had a criminal record or something. Maybe they think he should be in jail already for whatever made up reason. And they're like, well, he's already selling some drugs, so let's just put a bunch more in his house so it goes into a life sentence territory.
Right, exactly. Well, and, Rashad Everett is a black man, so whatever, kind of weird, hostile shit the police are prepared to do, I'm sure they're especially prepared to do it against him in many cases. It seems like some people in the community have tried to say that you can't accuse the police of being racist in this case because the police chief is black, to which I have to say, was America suddenly not racist when Obama was the president? Fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, also, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'll call anyone racist if I want to.
I'll call anybody racist.
Well,
I don't care.
Speaking of calling people racist, I wanted to talk about them renaming Fort Bragg. They're going to be calling it Fort Liberty. And the link that I have in the notes here is broken. So just Google it. There's a bunch of fucking articles about it.
Liberty unavailable. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't get your liberty today, folks. We're trying out something else. It starts with an A and it rhymes with austerity.
when you think about it, austerity is just the liberty to have less money to spend on stuff.
Yeah. But so they're renaming Fort Bragg because, and this is the official reason given, is that Fort Bragg and 9 other bases that are named after Fort Confederate generals will have to be renamed so they're not racist anymore.
I'm
nothing racist against Liberty.
Nothing racist about Fort Bragg besides the name.
That's right. That was the big issue. Yeah.
The big issue with Fort Bragg is that the name was racist.
It was weird that we named it after an enemy that tried to destroy this country a long time ago. But once we rename it, it should stop being racist. So that'll be good.
I suggest we do the same thing to the CIA. The CIA itself, perfectly fine. That weird little eagle logo, pretty fashy.
Looks kind of fascist to me.
Yeah, just change their name to like the Liberty Association of America, make the icon like a chipmunk or something cute and harmless, and you're good to go, probably.
Seems fine to me.
Yeah. So they want to rename it Fort Liberty, and this is really fucking pissing me off for two reasons. One, because even though Fort Bragg is named after a Confederate guy, I didn't even fucking realize that until this article came out. So I wasn't thinking about that at all. And two, Liberty sounds worse than Bragg. Just Fort Liberty just sounds like it fucking sucks. It just sounds like something. It sounds like the fucking Walmart discount version of something. You're like, you can't just name it after a Union general instead? Why? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Fort Liberty sounds somehow more racist.
I think it sounds way more racist. Or just like a more relevant racism to today's era.
That was a real problem. All these kids don't even know that who Bragg was. So it's like, it doesn't really have the same sting as calling it Liberty.
Liberty
sounds very racist. Like you're a hot dog necked Oakley wearing guy who loves Liberty.
Love Liberty, simple as.
Why are we naming these things after Confederate generals? Well, they had just died when we named the fort. Oh, okay. So who's an extremely racist person who just died? We can name it after now. And they're like, now presenting Fort Elizabeth II.
Fort Prince Philip.
Fort Michael Douglas.
Who was that? Who was that segregationist? Strom Thurmond. They could call it Fort Thurmond if they really wanted to update.
Fort Kissinger.